The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the sweatiest room this side of Par Boulevard, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my good friend Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick in the other room with a couple of interns. In studio, we've got Larry Lawrence Coleman III.
Hey.
John, I never know your last name.
It's not important.
And Marcello, who we've only known for like 20 minutes, here.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And also, filmmaker James Dillworth.
Yeah. I know. Sorry, James.
That's okay.
I didn't have time because I was lost in thought.
Because filmmakers work so good on radio.
Rory fucked it up, so.
Yeah.
Peace.
What?
I thought this was live.
Face.
Oh, that was a face.
Face.
Oh.
The Max volume face.
Hey, Max.
Hi, Max.
Yes. Max is with
Hi, Max.
Us.
Would you rather have your daughter say it?
So face.
Yeah, that makes me feel so much better. James, yes. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Good to have you on the show.
It's nice to be here, but it's a bit sweaty.
It is.
And we just started.
I know.
Imagine what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it's about time for us to run that air conditioner before the show again.
Well,
yeah,
it's getting there.
Like, cool the room off.
Be there
before
in about
we're
a
in
month
here.
Or two.
It's a bit warm for all those shirts, don't you think?
I was just about to say, I think this should be a
and
no
And why is there a biscuit
show?
In the middle of the room?
I'm totally okay with that.
Why don't you go pick up that
right,
biscuit?
Right, I just want to know why it's there and why you're telling me to eat it.
This is going to get weird.
Hey, little Dutch boy, scrub.
Scrub, little Dutch boy.
Well, hi, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a great week. I think I did. It was kind of a blur with all the awesome stuff I was doing. No, just the weekend was a blur with all of the massive drinking I did Friday night.
What did you have? What was Rory drinking?
A lot of whiskey. First, I went out to my good friend Bryce's birthday party out at the Bar M.
Always have like a nice like glass ice looking extraordinarily sophisticated.
Thank you, sir.
When you hang out at the bar kind of with one shoulder out, I every time I walk in, I'm like, there he is.
Hey, Riku, what do you have to say about this guy?
Even I thought that was gay.
Wait a minute. What's gay? What he said or Rory? I don't understand.
The fact that he's checking out Rory. I don't know.
It's not.
He asked for Rory's sample and the gay section was up.
I appreciate that. I don't drink the beer. I just drink the whiskey.
It's always classy.
Helps keep my slim, girlish figure.
Ah.
And beer makes me fuzzy and dumb and, hey, I love you, man. Whiskey, I'm...
Fuck you, leave me alone.
No, I'm telling stories. And
we're just friends,
jovial
right?
Guy.
How you doing?
But I went out to Bar M for a while and then came in and caught the tail end of the DRI show down at the Shays, which was kind of a madhouse even for that place.
That was
packed.
A punk rock celebration, dude. Everybody in that room was like... Just
ready to get punched
on
in the
cloud
face.
Nine, ready to get
no, and they want they wanted
sweaty,
it.
Sweaty.
It was invited.
The sights,
straight
the
violence.
Sounds, the smells of fucking DRI. It was awesome, dude.
Wow.
The sounds are still
lights,
alive.
The smell of the people.
They're still alive.
I had a friend who walked away with six stitches.
Oh,
and,
fuck.
Posted a bunch of pictures on Facebook of him bleeding like halfway to death in the bathroom.
Wow.
Rad.
Shit. Badge of honor there. Yeah.
Did he enjoy his time?
He was in the bathroom at Shays, I'd imagine so.
That's almost like a tattoo. You know? That scar.
It's relaxing.
This one was a DRI show.
It's a spa.
We just hang out.
It's the name of the club to the bathroom.
That's what they should do. They should put those like waterfall things on the walls. And have like this very like, you know, super mellow
a
music
couch.
Playing. So everybody can go in there and just do copious amounts of cocaine.
not that anybody we know would ever do anything
never.
Like that.
They would never do. No.
It's just an
I
image.
I don't either. For the record, I don't.
I don't have to.
We all don't.
No, none of us.
Neither do I. I've never seen anyone do it.
Do what?
Larry, you
I
have
drink,
an awesome imagination.
I like Pepsi.
I don't either. I'm usually staring at my penis when I'm in the restroom anywhere.
covered in coke.
Liar. You're checking out the dude next to his penis. But no, I was really hungover all day Saturday. Like, yeah. really hungover all day Saturday.
Old man.
My daddy is the best.
Thanks, sweetheart. I was so good that I sent you away for the weekend on a sleepover.
I know.
And I got hammered. And I didn't bring anybody home with me.
Good job.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
it's becoming quite a challenge, you know, nowadays to just bring home a decent straight-eyed woman home with you.
Are you bring a woman?
What?
Marcello.
Marcello. Hello, Marcello. Welcome to the show.
Quick backstory
about...
Glad
to be here.
Quick little backstory about Marcello.
By the way, this is Lawrence speaking here. We haven't introduced voices.
Yeah, let's introduce the voices.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Go around the room. Lawrence?
I'm Lawrence Coleman III.
I am John Mohar.
What do you do, John? What is your purpose in this show?
I'm Lawrence Coleman's taxi driver.
So you're the posse. Awesome.
Here's the thing. Okay,
that's awesome.
I was going to fill in.
This what do you will call all the, be included in the backstory after
this is
the announcement.
DeMongi.
We're doing introductions. We'll get the stories
right,
in a minute.
There you go. Yeah.
Good evening.
We got the James.
I am James Dilworth. Hello.
And
I'm Marcello.
Do you have a last name, Marcello, or just Marcello?
Well, Marcello Nobrega. It's quite confused sometimes to pronounce my name, you know what I mean?
Marcello.
Well, thank you.
I want to hear it.
Marcello Nobrega?
Marcello Nobrega.
A Nobrega?
Nobrega.
Yes. Marcello Nobrega.
Exactly. It's Portuguese.
I like it.
I love it.
And so are you.
Do you like it?
I do.
It's awesome.
All right. So how are we all here in the studio today?
So,
then I booked Lawrence and James.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're in here to do that. And we talked about this a couple months ago or a month ago or maybe last weekend.
Maybe Christmas time.
Christmas time.
It all runs together.
Had just gotten really sick and I got this gnarly ass ear infection where I can't fucking hear out of my ear right now.
Dude, me too.
It sucks. I know.
It was awful. It was the worst ear infection I'd ever had. Do you wear headphones a lot?
No.
Okay. I thought it was because I wore headphones a lot. My doctor is all, wow, your ear's really infected. Do you wear headphones a lot?
No, he didn't ask me that. He just told me I had like some gnarly things on my drum. Things are bad inside the ear.
Oh, so you just had dirty ears like a guitar guy
would. I had
a
filthy fucking musician's ear. Yeah, okay. That's not taken care of.
Bad hygiene.
So I was supposed to do this show with Paulie from Levitz, and he couldn't make it. He got sick. And then
you're currently playing guitar in Levitz,
I currently
correct?
Play guitar for Levitz. Been with them for about like 3.5 years, and Paulie's my go-to guy when it comes to percussion. So he can't do it. He's going to be sick. So then I checked out a couple other dudes. They couldn't do it. So I go to John Mohar, my taxi driver.
Last resort.
Okay, last resort. Yeah.
And you are a drummer?
Oh, I play rhythm guitar, punk rock.
Rhythm guitar.
I don't even really know how to play guitar. I just have one. And somehow he thinks that I have a rhythm with just one right
so,
hand.
So, no, I get on the phone
years
with
him. Years of masturbation.
He's great on the egg shaker.
Right.
He can play the fuck out of a tambourine. I call him up. I'm like, John, can you do me a favor? Can you fucking help me out? I'm like, yeah, I'll teach you how to play this fucking thing. I'm like, I got a drum up here. So we end up at Guitar Center. We come walking into Guitar Center. We head straight to the fucking drum department. And
you're going to buy a drum just to come on the show.
The Jermaine.
We did.
Jimbe.
He
Jimbe.
Did.
Jermaine J?
No, it's Jimbe. Pimp, dude.
Jimbe. I don't even know what it is.
You do get bonus points for that.
Jimbe.
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 I see a guy with a Guitar Center tag on it, and I see Marcello with him, and they come walking toward us like typical salesmen that want to sell us some shit. That'd be my phone.
Uh-oh. you've never been on a radio show before,
it makes the story that much better. So then he looked into my eyes.
It does.
What, the phone salesman?
And so I walk up to him and I tell him, I'm like, look, I got to do this podcast today. I got to go play on there. I need percussion. This is my go-to guy right now. Help me out with this.
Yeah, teach me how to play
real
quick.
Teach him how to play. And Marcelo pulls up two fucking chairs, grabs the djembe, goes, sit down. Like, come on, I'll show you. I got this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck yeah, this is going great.
He's got the cool fucking John. Frank Zappa shirt on. I love that guy right there.
Yeah, the guy with the he's Frank Zappa get shirt on.
Yes, he is.
This was like a sign from fucking God, right? I swear to God. I'm like, yeah, no, I'll talk to you all day. So, God, I love you, John, to death, but he was playing it with him, Marcelo, and they're like jamming, and I'm like,
here comes
I just put
dig.
My head in my hands like, fuck.
Here comes a dig. I'm like, you feel it. It's a dig.
No, no. So, John,
you're a guitar player, is what
right,
you say.
Right, yeah.
Right. Long story short, he's a great guitar player. You know? So he goes, why don't you just ask Marcelo to do it? And I'm like, totally random. Like, you normally really don't hear about this shit anymore. But I'm like,
I was playing, remember? I was playing drums.
Yeah, he was playing drums. Right. So I walked in. I'm like, dude, you want to come do this fucking podcast with me? I'm like, there's no rehearsal or anything. We're just going to show up, and you're going to play my shit. And he's like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, Marcelo.
So hence Marcelo's
here. Marcelo, do you work
Marcelo.
At Guitar Center?
No, I don't.
No.
You were just hanging out in the
total
drum
random.
Room.
Total random. Total random. Yeah.
Every day I go there because I have a lot of friends there. Hmm. And
you know, were hoping to be on a podcast.
No.
Did not wake up this morning with that though.
No,
absolutely not.
I honestly went there just to talk to my friends there, you know, and I met Lawrence, and it was a big surprise. He came to me and said, oh man, oh, you would like to play in the podcast? And I said, what?
That's the Reno music scene right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yes, it is.
But I jam. But I have to say that I'm very happy to be here.
Cool, yeah,
we're happy to have you.
We want to have an international flair, and we need some listeners down in, or over in Brazil. Where is Brazil?
Portugal.
No, I'm Brazilian.
He's not Portugal.
Well, wait,
they speak Portuguese.
As a matter of
I know.
Fact,
right across McCarran.
As a matter of fact, he's half right because I'm half Portuguese as well.
You actually are?
Yeah, my father's Portuguese. My mom is Brazilian.
Oh, wonderful.
So I have both nationalities.
And how did you wind up in Reno?
Oh, my God. Well, so my wife is American from Texas. So I met her in Texas.
So you're not gay?
No, I mean,
where did you
sorry, Rick.
I know I'm going to cry quietly now.
No, no hope for you guys. Sorry.
Marcelo.
So you won't be joining our big orgy after this, right?
No.
Damn it.
No, I'm old school, man. So anyway, and so in the... I met my wife in Texas kind of a lot of years ago, and my wife worked for a big company here, a corporation, and
cue the sentimental music.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy because I'm moving places. You know, the last 3 years I lived in Ireland, in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Well, I lived 1 year in Singapore.
Wow.
I lived 13 years in Texas.
Poor guy.
Well, 3 years in England. You know,
it's rough. It's horrible.
My life is moving.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's just about move. I mean, I had, wow, it's a good experience.
Now you're in Sparks.
We're definitely glad to have you here in Reno.
Welcome to Sparks.
Welcome, weary world traveler.
Right. Yeah. But I'm happy to be in Reno. I enjoy Reno a lot.
Fucking
good.
Yeah,
it's laid back. I love.
Hallelujah.
And when I really have a wild party, I go to the other side in California. I'm cool, you know? but I stay here, very laid back, even though, well, across the street, my neighbor plays for a tribute band for Pantera.
Right.
Awesome.
For Pantera. Well, so my neighbor on the right side is an asshole prick, U.S. Army shithead.
That was a plug. That was a total plug, man. I like that. That was good.
That was great. USA!
USA! USA!
Okay. I have it to... I have to make clear here that I support the troops. I have such respect.
No, don't
but
worry.
My neighbor is a shithead.
Yeah. Okay. All the troops except for the neighbor.
We can get
He's a dick. He's a total dick.
But my neighbor in the left is a good guy. He has to bear me to play drums, so I think he's a good guy.
Awesome, man.
We're going to send this to your other neighbor's house.
Send it to the prick.
Merry Christmas. I fucking hate you, ass fucking prick face.
Oh, you know, do you know what? The first day I moved to my house, okay, I was listening to, I don't remember, some rock in a boombox. And watch this. But because all my stuff was crossing the Atlantic, right? I did not have my container. My container did not arrive.
Right.
And the guy knocked on the door there, you know. And, hey, mate, you already started wrong because you are making noise. Pepepe. Man, the guy was fucking hard. And I look at I look at him and I said, what? I could not understand. I mean, what? It's not loud. It's a fucking boombox.
Right.
And they say, wait to see what's coming in my container. You know, two drums, drum kits, and my home theater, and everything else. He's going to drive you fucking nuts. You know? And the guy looked at me. Well, so I almost did not stay in the place where we are right now, but I have to say that my landlord, that is a wonderful person. My landlady is even better.
Today's.
There's got to be video with this.
but she has a house in Brazil, you know.
Nice.
I mean, kind of 10 miles where I born and grew up. And we just bonded immediately.
Wow.
It was so good. And she went to die.
I bet, bonded.
Did you wear protection?
Did you bond or bone?
Well, right. Just said bone, right?
You boned your land.
He keeps grabbing at his chest as if to say something about her.
We're missing a whole dimension right here with that.
What?
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about.
We need video on that, but we're missing a whole dimension.
Well, but just to make the story shorter, you know, my landlady went there, caught the guy and said, you're a motherfucker. Took me a long time to you know, to rent this house for a very decent family. You fucking behave.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
Hey, her.
Hallelujah. And James, why do we got you here? You've got a bunch of stuff coming up here, including a showing of your film.
Two
showings of your film, or the showing of two films.
Are these the good films?
Oh, actually, they're very good. I have two showings of my films that I've worked on the last year, along with a dozen other things. So
we'll talk
about a lot of stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. I say we'll talk to you when we come back, but right now we're going to force these monkeys to play some music.
It'll be awesome.
Do you want to play a tune?
Well, we got Nick's weekend to talk about here,
Lawrence,
too.
We'll catch up after a song. This sounds good.
Hey, now. All right, Marcelo, you ready?
Well, are you?
I think I'm ready.
Do you think I'm ready? Oh, man, sounds like a Britney Spears, man.
Larry, I can fill in, Larry.
One more time, baby.
Hi,
my name's Britney.
I'll
bang in my lap.
You want to sit on my lap? I was going to start talking like him. The cubs are way better.
I think get more laid more often.
Yes, I think so.
This song is an expressional song for myself. It's called Muddy the Waters, me and Marcelo.
boundaries. You won't muddy the waters no more. And it breaks my heart to think of someone else and constantly compare them to you. As I step on the stage, the bottle is my friend. The smoke always tends to my wound. So I can feel myself and slowly take it back to the place that I was before. And it's my mother's love who said, Lawrence, it's time to go. You're gonna drown. Right at your door. We all desperately enjoy casualty until it's knocking right at your door. And I wouldn't change a thing, and I give you that ring and tell you I would be the man of your world. And when all the smoke clears, we'll face all our fears. I don't wanna feel so alone. Please just give me one more shot. Oh,
it up for Marcelo, everybody. Marcelo.
Awesome.
Give you that before him.
Not bad for no practice, just met. Awesome.
Lawrence and Marcelo.
Well, like
everybody.
I said, it was going to be a cool backstory.
I could have done pretty good on that one.
I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
No,
you would have killed it.
I just bought a Jumanji thing.
Jumanji.
Does it come alive when you go to sleep?
Yes, I think so. Dermangi? I still don't know how to pronounce it.
I also want to thank Larry for the balloon he brought me.
Dude, you bought a very nice...
My baby boy toucher. I'm his favorite, I think.
Yeah, Rory, like I said, and you can do the gay thing right after I finish this, but I like you, pal. Yeah. Oh. Where are you, Rick?
That was so cute.
Howdy, faggot.
Hey, round of applause.
That was her
big
treat.
Remember,
suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Thank you, Kodiak.
So, Lawrence, you're in Levitz.
Yes, I am.
How's that going? I mean, you guys have been around for, 10 years now or something?
I think Levitz is actually at about 13 years right now.
But
easy.
That's a band that's been around the whole time I've been in town.
They keep it. Every time they play shows, and this is even before I was with them, there was always a shitload of people there, and they were always having a good time, and they always brought a good vibe, and they've been one of my favorite bands since I got here. So I ended up getting an opportunity to play with them when the band I moved here, Grayscale, diminished in 2009, and hooked up with Dan, the bass player. We were good friends. I was kind of friends with all of them. We all smoked weed together, you know. It was
like, as to be. And,
edit that out later. Edit that out later. Yeah. Edit that out later.
We'll fix it in post. I don't know what that is, but
I don't want any of my shit fixed. This can go out straight, unless you're going to get in trouble. I don't want anyone to get in trouble.
But, I don't smoke pot.
Cool. Yeah, awesome.
No one in here does.
It'd be way cooler if you did.
You are totally McConaughey.
Do you have any ska songs for us? Because they're primarily a ska band, right?
Yeah, Levitz is. I'm not here doing like Levitz stuff.
That.
Yeah, we're gonna get Levitz in here.
We're getting that on the schedule here.
So it's not a Lenny Kravitz. Cover band?
No.
That's what I initially thought.
No, Levitz is
I know I cut my hair and everything, but no, this is more of, this is like music that I've been writing over the past couple of years. It really got boosted in the past like year. I kind of went through some rough shit with somebody and kind of just, you know, it's sometimes you make some good stuff out of the worst, you know.
Word.
What I mean? So
yeah.
Very
once
true.
That started doing,
you find the time to focus because you're not worried about them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a fine line between what you want to do and what you have to do in life, and I totally understand that. And in that particular situation, it was what I wanted to do, and it was something that I feel needs to happen. But in that time, I had a lot of time for masturbation and open mics.
At both.
I started writing a bunch of just my own original stuff and been doing that alongside with Levitz during the week and that whole nine, and been having fun doing it and running into great musicians and getting to play with a whole bunch of different people has been pretty sick. But Levitz is still going strong. We're booking a bunch of shows. We actually just brought in Robbie from Lavish Green. He was the bass player for Lavish for years. And
the Tile Band.
They're still going. They're just on a mild hiatus right now. So he jumped in because Dan, one of the original Levitz members, is going to have another baby.
Oh, okay.
With the old wifey.
Congratulations.
And, breeding.
Yep, he's ready. And they have a beautiful daughter right now that they had a little while back. And he was doing the best he could to make it work, but it's obviously a stressful thing to try to make family and also be in what Levitz plans on being is more of a touring outfit. You know,
sure, that's hard, man.
So, I love those guys. I love playing with them, and it's been a great ride so far.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for having me. We've been trying to get this for a minute, and I'm fucking really pumped I got to come out here. And
we had to bump Larry Lawrence here a couple of times for other things that were more timely and fresh. And,
right. And more important.
No, dude, somebody's going
sorry,
out of town.
Wait.
We wanted to shoehorn him in. And Lawrence is a gracious enough performer to be like, hey, we'll hook it up whenever.
He's patient, man.
Gracious.
It's my pleasure to come on something like this.
This is for you.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, Johnny Cup, go fuck yourself.
And you do have to remember his ear, after all. Remember his ear. He has an abscess right now. Let's talk about that. He has an abscess, so he's a trooper, too.
Oh, yeah.
And a hell of a performer.
Yeah, the fucking sick I got, you know, and it was my fault because I, right around the time of my birthday, probably about 3 days leading up to it, to my birthday and following my birthday, I was just partying.
I saw you on your birthday, dude.
You saw me on it.
The lights were on, but nobody was home.
Nobody
You're
was
walking around the bar, shaking hands, yeah, smiling, and being
right.
You should have seen him the night before with his dick in a drink. It was great. It was great.
Is that
a true story?
That is a true
Very
story.
Very true story.
By
yeah.
the way.
That's birthday shenanigans.
I stirred
in the
some
hunt
guy's
for the woman
with my dick
with the detachable
right.
jaw that opened like a snake.
To complete the story, I just want to know: circumcised or not?
Yeah, circumcised. Right, that's where you.
That's
can
too
see
bad.
The whole
that's
thing.
Where it's been
gone.
Cut.
Yeah, I've been cut.
It would have been a dirtier story were you not.
Yeah,
literally. The guy probably would have known though.
He obviously doesn't know my past. There was a pretty dirty
Rick,
story.
It's dirty. It's dirty enough.
Oh, you guys, we got a phone call.
Who could it possibly be?
From the Vampirate.
Hey! No,
from Stevie right. Wonder.
From On the Road.
Cool.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Dave, is that you? Or is that everybody?
It's Dave and Chris.
Hey, Dave and Chris. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. We're great.
Where are you today?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Woo, everybody, we love Albuquerque, don't we?
Yeah.
Hey, they didn't change the time there, right?
I love it.
Or do they change the time?
Yeah, they didn't change the time. Now we're all caught up with them because they don't, or they're out of
Which
whack.
Is the real time? I don't even know.
What time is it there?
Who knows?
We're in the future.
What time is it there?
9:15.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Settle down.
Yeah. So we're podcasting from the past and you're in the future. And so that means.
Settle down.
So what happened an hour ago?
I have to go 88 miles an hour to get my lunch.
Well, and the world doesn't end in the next hour. So that's nice to know.
Yeah. 8.5, you know?
Doesn't New Mexico suck?
Yeah. As Rick points out, the world does not end in the next hour. So we've got some time.
Cool.
No, it's true. Yeah. We proved that wrong.
So how's the tour been going?
It's good. We've only gotten shot at once.
Whoa.
Really?
Bonus.
By a gun?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Where?
We were just outside of Oakland.
Oh. Well, Oaktown,
we passed a guy
who was
your first mistake? In the most blatantly obvious vehicle possible. And he shot a car behind us, 3 shots, and then sped off at like 150 on the shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wait, this is real?
You should take the magnet of the swastika off
your
car. Is
this unfolding as well?
So that would help you in Oakland.
They're not a Nazi, then.
That was a bad joke, sorry.
They're
that was horrible.
To the listener.
I grew up around Oakland, so I'm just making a bad joke.
Yeah, they're just pirates, touring
right.
pirates.
So
you have black friends.
Right. Ram, you guys got shot at and chased out of Oakland. Cheers. Well done.
Yeah.
Way to represent.
What's that?
It was a welcoming into Oakland.
Oh, welcoming. Okay.
How'd the show go?
Gilman Street? Yeah, how was the show that night then?
It was good, actually. Yeah.
Where did you guys play?
In Oakland, we played at Eli's Mile High Club. And a bunch of friends showed up and we had a good old time.
Awesome, killer. Man.
Killer.
I got to tell you, your set when you guys left Reno after your Jub set was phenomenal, dude. Blew my mind, melted my face off.
I heard all about it over the weekend. What an awesome show.
It's sitting in his lap as we speak right now, his face.
I haven't washed since it melted off.
Jeez. So where are you headed next?
Let's see. Lubbock, Texas.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it and love it.
Gotta love it and love it. You love it and love it.
Yeah, guys, we're just about to play our show here in Albuquerque. I think we're gonna load up here pretty soon.
Okay, killer. We'll have a good set tonight, brothers.
And stock up on Kevlar.
Party on.
All right.
Yeah, tell them you were just on a podcast and they can listen to you guys talk.
Totally.
while they're shooting you out of Albuquerque.
All right, guys, take care. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye, Dave. Bye, Chris.
Sounds good. Cheers.
Hey. Cool. On the road reporting. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Like, was that
live with a touring band.
That's awesome.
Direct. That's
that
awesome.
Was so mobile. We live in the future.
Technology. Yeah.
But I thought we were in the past, though, because they're in the future.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, my brain just blew up.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, that eardrum I almost had left is gone.
Oh, sorry about that. Did I shout into the mic?
Roar.
Yes.
Yeah. I did a clip? Yeah, I'm fine.
Did I clip?
So, James.
Yes, sir.
You didn't clip, but you made it to zero.
Whoa.
Nice.
So that's perfect. All right. Couldn't have been a better scream.
So, James, what do you got for us? What's the name of your films?
Well, I have about three or four I'm going to be showing. It's funny because one's called How to Make Tea. Another one's called Hygiene.
Another right? That's the one I've heard, I've read and seen most about.
Ah, Hygiene.
Sounds great.
Yes, indeed. I also have How to Be an Artiste and one called Daisy.
Daisy.
Is Daisy about vaginas?
No, it isn't, unfortunately.
Buttholes?
No.
That
no.
Would be Rosebud.
Butthole yes, vaginas?
Yes, it would have been.
I've seen flowers.
I think I've seen three of those.
Delicate flowers.
Where, right
is
here?
Is it about delicate
Is it about
daisies?
Butthole vaginas?
Well, no, 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 not really, but it's about a love story. It's actually an idea I got from Nada Dada. See, that's one of the other things
yeah.
I do. Do a whole bunch of things.
Like,
oh,
wait, no, oh. No, we like Nada Dada.
Butthole vaginas.
So. Or is that for the butthole vaginas? I don't know.
Yeah, butthole vaginas, yes. We'll go with that.
Oh, okay.
And Nada Dada, we'll go with that.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Nice.
Nada Dada is one of my favorite things in Reno.
Absolutely, and I've been doing that for the last couple of years, and I actually got the idea to make that film, Daisy, from an idea from that experience. So, yeah, and I'm going to show some trailers for my other movies that I'm still working on. I'm going to have some things coming out.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. And where is this going to be?
Well, I have two places. I'm going to have it over at Musicians Rehearsal Center over on the 23rd of March. And then good luck, Scottish King. Maybe you know who the Scottish King is over on the 30th
You're not
going
to say it?
No, it's bad luck.
Good luck, Macbeth.
I can't say it. It's bad luck for me.
I'll whistle backstage. Yeah, I'll do it all.
You got it.
I love that place.
Absolutely. It's a cool
Chad
place.
Chad Sweet over there is a super guy and
yes,
everybody else who helps him run out.
Yes, he is.
The lovely Smashley, she's over there all the time.
I love her.
Ah. Oh, yes.
That girl has so much energy and character. Jesus Christ.
That's awesome. But yes, I
can. So cheers.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, congrats, dude. I saw three of those movies. I don't know if I saw Daisy. I never saw Daisy.
Yes, you did.
Did
I? That was actually the first showing I had up at the university on the 12th, on 12-12-12.
Yes.
Right.
Nick came to see that, and he saw all of them. And
Okay.
That was the very last one.
I'm not. Oh, the very last one.
Very last
Nick,
one.
Give us your 30-second review. Go.
Well, I got to say, out of the three, How to Be an Artist was my favorite. How to Make Tea was good. Oh, and then Daisy was – that was good too. It seemed a little different than the other three.
Yes, it is. It's a romantic story.
A little bit
It is
different.
A comedy.
Very cool film style. It looks a little Kevin Smithy, but it's more like classier day, like,
and that's your time. Thank you. I like putting
the Marx Brothers.
Sounded good. I was falling asleep. Quick, move on.
Okay. I like putting Nick on a clock. It makes him panic.
Oh, fair enough.
It was good.
Cool. No, I did. I remember wanting to see that show, and that's around the birthday weekend and Christmas.
Sure.
So it was either I was taking care of my kid or drunk. And that's my story, and I'm sick of
it. Oh, that's
it.
Okay. Yeah. You have plenty of other chances to see it. In fact, I understand you're going to be you're going to be involved with the 23rd somehow.
Yes. I'm going to come in and be your host for the evening.
Basically, yes.
And help lead the discussion after the films.
Yes.
Which you've given me copies of, correct?
Yeah. Well, yes. I dropped them in your door slot.
I do have those. I've been reading your translation.
Sexually.
Yeah, I was just about to.
He also dropped it off with a book that I've been slowly reading, just a little bit, one or two a day.
Oh, sure.
His own translation of Nostradamus' prophecies.
Absolutely.
With no commentary.
Really?
Just He's actually straight. Wrong about all of them. I'm just saying.
You know what? I like your simple presentation with no commentary. Just the kind of the quatrains, the poetry, as it were, as it is. I'm enjoying that.
That's the total idea behind it, because I want people to be able to see what Nostradamus said and kind of go from there and decide what is real
make
and what
your
is
own,
not.
Make your own conclusions.
Absolutely. You
know. Inquirer took him out of context completely.
Oh, totally.
They did. Hey, no, man.
He was just saying.
That is the paper of record in America.
Jesus
I don't know
Christ,
Bolar.
I'm serious.
My favorite translation.
In a past life, I was friends with Nostradamus, and he told me this was going to happen.
Oh, did
he? My personal favorite adaptation is Bat Boys.
Bat Boy. Bat Boys. He's a genius.
Nostradamus translation.
Total genius. Oh, there he is in the studio. See? Look there. Look there. Wow.
Oh, this has entirely gotten away from me.
It does get sweaty in here. You were absolutely right about the sweat.
It sure does. Yeah.
It does, yes.
Yeah.
We still got time, brother.
Yeah, let's go.
Plenty of time. And that was
I should
awesome
have brought
song.
More beer. That's my problem.
Oh, do you need more beer? We have interns.
Interns?
Yeah, that's interns. Yes. Interns.
More beer.
Yeah.
More beer.
More beer.
More wenches. More beer.
We have Bryce.
I can actually run down and
Bryce
get beer
is our intern.
For you,
and Spencer's is our production assistant.
And Rick, is an extra bedroom here you were telling me earlier that I can just move into this happy little environment.
No,
it's not so happy when we're recording metal bands at 9 in the morning when you're hungover.
Fuck it.
So that's kind of.
That sounds like a wet
dream. The extra bedroom is the garage.
My roommate is not the happiest person.
The extra bedroom, I believe, is a spot about 2 feet wide on Rick's mattress.
Wow.
Yes, there's a giant opening there for you.
Sexually.
And when he says giant,
the wenches and
you won't even touch the sides.
Hey, I will fill that slot.
Here's where I need the wind. Rick, this is what I need the wind for.
Oh, everyone's leaving the studio suddenly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where are you going, John?
Beer and peeing and stuff.
Well, we have a quiz for John later, so let's remember that. I have a quiz for him.
Oh, you have a quiz.
Oh, no.
I have a quiz for all of you.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at quizzes. I give them all the time, and I can...
Because you're also a instructor at
yes,
a local educational facility. I don't know how public you want to be about all
that. Sure, that's my daylight job. Sure, I'm a teacher.
Okay,
I'll say that. You know, it's a good gig. Sure.
Good. Yeah, no, and congratulations. Yeah. I went in at your institution, not as a teacher, as a
I dig. I understand.
Support. Yeah, you know where my degree is, you know.
Yes, yes, I understand.
So congratulations for little brass ring. Yeah.
Hey, you know, awesome. I do something, you know.
Getting on board.
I've always wanted to help kids out, but I am not allowed within 500 feet of any of them.
Whatever did you do?
Oh, really? So we're not coming over for the barbecue for my kid's birthday party.
No, I would love to.
Blue Ribbon. Hell yes.
It's a really long story.
I don't drink anything that's not Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good beer. It won a blue ribbon.
Yes, back in 1893. But let's not talk about that.
I want to thank the intern. That was
intern.
Amazing. Just cracked open. And for the people that can't see, this is an ice cold PBR.
Hooray!
Thank you to Bryce, the intern.
Thank you to Bryce.
Thank you, Bryce.
Not screwing
Bryce
up.
Making things happen.
This time.
He only rubbed his balls on the mouth part a little bit.
Yeah. he almost blew it at the beginning of the show. He's pouring himself a cup of coffee, and he thinks he gets to use the giant cup of go fuck yourself. he's whispering at me now. I bought that. I bought that. So
when do you ever make enough money to buy that?
And you're in a dumb band interning on my podcast. What
exactly.
money do you have?
Exactly right. Well, you know, let's just talk to my cat and we'll see what Star says.
Thank you, Bryce.
Thank you, Star.
I'll take the beer without mercury in it.
Then why are you drinking the Pabst?
Right.
Touché, my friend.
So
well played. Well played.
Cheers.
Should we go to another song here?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Should we wait for Mohar to get out of the pisser?
Yeah, we'll just play with
him. Yeah, let's just go without him. All right. So, Marcelo, I guess we'll do...
Yes, sir.
let's do the one since we just cracked a beer about drinking with friends.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Sweet. You remember this song.
Sounds good.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, no alert.
Great minds think alike, Rory. We are connected.
We are connected at the hip. All right. This song is a song I wrote about just having a good time at bars and drinking with my friends. It's called Friends. Funny how life takes a turn and you didn't have your signals on. Wait a minute now, where am I going and who has their eyes on the road? I'm not prepared, no time to be scared. I'm gonna grab
this fool by the balls and show the world that I'm gonna hang out with all of my friends. Just having a drink and hanging with my friends. When the wool gets pulled over, it's time to take a stroll with my friends. My guitar tells me to play it for my friends. Whoa. Sunny, or maybe then that would shine some light on my brown beauty. And I can see them now. The clouds are rolling in, and I could never weigh in. You repeat what you said, cause I am never listening. I'm just thinking about my friends. Just having a drink and hanging with my friends. I'm doing all the things I love just because. Tells me to play it for my friends. Marcella with the drum solo. Having a drink and hanging with my friends. I'm doing all the things I love. Friends. My guitar tells me to play it for my friends. Whoa, my friends. Just having a drink and hanging with my friends. I'm doing all the things I love.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
Grazie, Marcello. Grazie.
Thank you.
Friendship.
Obrigado.
Friendships happening on the fake radio.
Obrigado. Yeah.
And I've always been a huge a person about just. Taking a chance. The biggest risk is not taking one. And you know,
hell, you moved.
If you don't live your life that way, fuck you.
You moved to Reno from NYC. That's a hell of a risk.
Yeah. It was a risk. It was a risk. And I love New York to death. It is my home. It's always going to be my home. But this place is so much fucking better. And
how have you found it being able to get notice, attract, you know, make a little noise in the water and get eyes on what you're doing?
Is it
easier in a town like Reno? Or is it easier in a big place like this, like a big tier one city?
Depending on what your product is going to be or what you have. If you have something good and you're in New York, you're one fucking hand raising up in millions and millions of it. No one's going to see that fucking hand unless it has Pick Me on it or something different that's going to pull you out from the crowd. To be a bigger fish in a littler pond has its advantages, but at the same time definitely has the aspect to be able to kind of suck you in and keep you stagnant, which there was a point where I've even felt like that, where I tried a lot of things and you start to become stagnant. You become bored in yourself. You become bored with everything else fucking around you. But Reno always has that kickback of having those good people and things always going on that kind of motivates you to get out of those stagnant parts. And finding
well
that for me
put,
was...
sir. Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Like, really?
That was fucking deep.
That's really well put about Reno. Because I've lived in other cities and that whole, like, yeah, you get bored with yourself and everything around you. Mm-hmm. And it affects your whole life. And, like, I did that for a little while here in Reno and we moved to Louisiana and we're like, oh, my God.
Right.
Get the fuck back to Reno as soon as we can.
Oh. And the traveling...
But I've always found Reno is a place where there's always other sources of inspiration.
Yeah.
Other people who are still trying to be motivated and keep and have their motivation be just as infectious.
Yeah, Reno still is that the RTS town that it was when I came rolling up here in 2005, because the music scene was way better when I got here originally. There were bands going on. People were going to fucking shows. YouTube did not ruin everything. You know what I mean?
I got to say the difference the music scene now in 2005, you think it was better than here?
I think it
was. Or nationally.
Oh, it's so much better now.
I think
so
it's
much better
now.
Yeah, there Sorry. You go. So much better now.
I guess.
Eat your fucking words, Lawrence.
No.
I think Kinesian is getting.
I'm coming from the aspect of being able to go to shows where I used to go to and I used to play where there were fucking shitloads of people.
Okay.
Coming out
I think you're talking about the scene.
Live shows.
You're
the audience.
More audience, less bands.
Right.
And
exactly.
Now we have more bands and less audience.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, for the majority of people, this is actually better, so.
Face!
Exactly. You know, and it was,
don't fuck with the great and powerful Spag.
It was helping out so many different aspects of the bands and their writing and their creativity. And like merch sales were everything. And people were buying shit. And people were coming to shows. And then now it's high fucking door prices. It's high fucking drink prices. It's bands that sound like every other band, which I'm not putting myself in a unique category, but it's just something that I've noticed, and it's my opinion on it.
Yeah, sure.
But
sure,
Reno
sure.
has those people and those different things that kind of really changes that and breaks that up in a sense where this isn't just a town where you'll be stagnant and dead.
Yeah,
there's a lot of potential here, and
with the smaller audiences, it's much less likely to break out into an awesome mosh pit in the middle of a local band show because there's 10 people.
It can happen. It can happen.
And if that's the case, someone's getting hurt because usually some dudes, you know, some chicks, dude, or whatever.
Well, more bodies provide more cushioning when you fall.
Like, that's true.
Two people in a mosh pit can hurt more.
Damn pirate show the other day, man. It was fucking rad.
Well, and DRI and Gehenna.
That was crazy.
That was insane. Yeah.
It wasn't quite that, but up front at Damn Pirates and just the energy, the music too, and those guys, they're like pushing the envelope, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty damn awesome.
Hardcore jazz punk, you know?
That's cool.
And it really like just, the kids can't help it. They just get fucking fired up and start moshing around. And I remember that. I'm like, so old, but it's this beautiful sight to behold. I love it.
My bones are too fragile for that anymore.
Yeah. You kids!
And there are places like Topeka, Kansas, and fucking parts of Nashville where I've seen fucking all-age shows that were some of the best shows I've fucking seen and was able to be a part of, you know, with all, you know, all these people having a place for something to do. And that seems kind of limited around in Reno nowadays with the all-age scene in certain genres.
I think the problem is the demographics, right?
That's very true.
Nowadays, the labels have the demographics.
It's also there's a lot to do.
And they, and they go there and say, oh, no, this is going to work. This is people I'm quite sure is going to love it. Most of the time, they're crap.
Well, by and large, if you look back at the 50s and 60s, traditionally a large demographic in, you know, local music scenes has been that like 15 to 20 set. These days in the early 21st century, even though there's a lot more home recording going on, I think those young kids, they're still, all they get is the corporate music, and they don't see their own music scene. Yeah, so we lose a base.
That's actually very
true.
We
lose people getting into that like a local music scene at an early age. Not that we don't have. I mean, we've got a lot of young, great, talented kids.
Well, Reno would really deserve a Gilman Street.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They really
would be
awesome. Because that's what helped out the Bay Area music scene.
Right.
Get these other, they're all focused on selling their alcohol and not so much on attracting.
Supporting the scene and
supporting the scene and supporting the local music.
Well, you get some of that with Holland.
That's a
Holland. Holland is a good example.
Yeah, Holland, you know, and they got a show every week.
More about the show than.
You know, the only thing
I don't even know who that
they have the same. They have the same problem. They have the same problem all the rest of us do with no audience.
The Holland Project. Well, there's a plug for Holland Project.
It's gonna be.
Oh, hell yeah!
There you go.
It's as long. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I've always felt that the more music is accessible to these people in their pockets, my phone, you know, iPads, computers. Yeah. I think the more it becomes easier and easier to go watch a band at the comfort of your own fucking lounge chair. You know, with a beer, the less likely you're gonna get up, get into the car that costs you fucking tons of money to drive down to the show. And I don't blame these people for this at all.
Sure.
This is a deeper fucking thing that's gonna take basically a shitload of musicians to actually just be like, let's just do this together. Let's have big parties where I'll play a show with you, and I'll play a show with you. We'll all bring our friends and fans, and we'll all stay. We'll watch every man, and then it just becomes a big party.
Because that's what it is. All right, I know a lot
Reno
of us
indoor paintball, Lawrence.
A lot of us do, you know, do that, and we bring our friends. But how many times do your stupid friends
Nobody
leave as
stays.
Soon as you're finished?
Nobody stays.
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time.
And I always happens.
Most of the time, the other bands, they're there for the night. They're hanging out. They'll respect.
If you're
the
headlining,
show.
You're there for the night. Yeah. There is no change of that.
Well,
you know, but
allow me to say something here, that in my country, in Brazil, the shows, a lot of the shows, you know, they don't end let's suppose the show ended now, okay, and everybody goes. No. After the show, the artist, you know, gets together, and that's when the second concert starts.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, it's so cool. Right. My only concern about the new generation right now, I mean, playing, I sound old, but I'm not
He's not
old.
That old.
Yeah.
Not
this guy is old as shit.
My only concern is sometimes there are a lot of youngsters, you know, they want to be famous before to offer, to show what they have to offer.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And this is my only concern, because people want to be famous, but they don't want to study. People want to be famous, but they don't want to go spend time creating.
And they don't want
to
work.
You know?
But eventually, a bunch of them, eventually, they're going to fall on the face of their dreams. It's all not going to work.
Exactly.
But they'll keep playing music.
And
or they'll learn
transsexual.
Some lessons.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the part.
In a cabaret.
And then they'll start their own podcast. And
Whoa!
This is the
what I look
inside.
Good in a dress.
No,
I look good in a dress.
Or for the love of God, they will
what
stop.
What legs he has! Look at them. What legs?
And
they're sexy.
Pick up a different hobby.
No. This is the positive side, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's important that nobody
it calls
gives
the herd.
Up.
Yeah.
Nobody gives up. But this is important. But the only problem I think is, I mean, okay, before to think about, you know, let's have a Mercedes and a big mansion. You know, let's make music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should learn how to play our instruments.
Right.
We're a wild stallion. Maybe we should learn how to play.
You know, and for bringing that up, like I got the chance to have to tour around with this band for like a month, and I'm not going to use any names in this fucking story.
Okay.
But I'll just say that they're from Vegas, and this was during the Grayscale days, and Rory, you had an idea of what Grayscale's about.
Yeah.
We all like to just have fun.
Party metal band.
Party,
yeah.
Play great music, have a good fucking time, you know what I mean? And we're always drinking. Clothes stink. That's usually just
whiskey
how
cock
it works.
Rockers.
Whiskey cock rockers. I had to play with this band for a month, and we got invited. Yeah. You know that we had to stay at their apartment, and I had came. And this was a very marketable band. You know what I mean? Very put together by other people that weren't actually part of the band. You know what I mean? So,
don't just spell it out. Come
creepy.
I remember. You know, Gene cut off. You know, cargo cut offs, black T-shirts. You know, for us, and then we walk in, and it's. Very sophisticated clothing. All kinds of wonderful things around. And I've been outside in their back patio at this like condominium thing with like a public pool, and I'm like kind of checking out two of these like little chicks that they were just like them. So I walked into the bathroom to go take a piss. There was more flat irons in this fucking house than I swear to God. Every band member had one. Every band member had a girlfriend taking care of that. And I'm sitting there like, I've been on the road for 6 fucking years right now. I've been worshipping my fucking instrument, and I don't give a fuck about what my head looks like. I mean, honestly, when you can't afford tacos, the last thing you're going to be able to afford is electricity or anything.
A flat iron.
You know, and I'm not bagging on that shit at all, but like just going back to what Marcelo said, yeah, sometimes I think it's more about what you look like or what your image is going to be like if you even just get to that point. But everyone gets there but can't fucking maintain it because of lack of study,
exactly.
Lack of creativity.
Because
that's
true. We're so
but that's
good.
The difference between whores and musicians.
Yeah.
And transsexuals.
Whores make
it's
money.
It's a blurry line.
I don't
exactly.
know. There's some great transsexual musicians out there. You ever get into the Diesel Queens?
Who just changed over?
Codpiece Nation.
Oh,
my.
Yeah.
Fucking love that. that album. Huh.
Great album.
Yeah, but what about
wow.
Who's the
Take
singer
you back.
Of,
it does. It really does, man.
That punk band?
Yeah, that punk band.
Against
who's the singer?
Me? Or?
Yeah, Against Me. The singer Against Me just had a full-on surgery.
Oh, right. Yeah, he came out last year.
He's a she now.
And he's touring now as a she.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow.
We love all of our brothers and sisters.
There it is.
Well, life's a trip.
Don't fall.
Oh,
Hey, Nick, did you want to rewind?
Yeah. Oh, you want to do some of my life? All right. Let's
go back to a little of Nick's life. We'll hear some music and then maybe do a little quiz.
Well, first Whoa. Off, okay.
I like quizzes.
My weekend was fun. I'd say, you know, I'm sure I did something like go see a band or something I can't even remember on the weekend. But on Sunday, I got to hang out with my mom. It was her birthday. And we went to see the new Wizard of Oz movie. And that was pretty fun.
My hopes are so high for that.
It was pretty fun.
Then you're going to hate it.
You need to take some acid when you go, Rick.
It's that bad.
It'll make it more fun.
It's that bad.
And it's like, it's not bad. It's good. It's fun. It's just, it tries a little hard. Mm. Sam Raimi's good, you know. It's his take on it. But also it blends into the old Judy Garland movie, of course.
Sure.
No, but he's in it, like, okay. For sure. Bruce Campbell has an appearance.
Awesome.
But I had a good time. It's in 3D. I suggest go see it in 3D. It makes it a lot more fun. And so that was the start of the shit I remember from last week. let's see.
Fascinating.
So then last night I'm trying to get the fucking sleep, you know? And you know, it's midnight, my wife's next to me snoring it up, and like, okay. 1 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, holy shit, man, I can't get to sleep. And then I start to doze off at like about 4 in the morning, right? And I get like one wink of sleep, and then I wake up, and like whatever show I was watching had moved maybe 20 minutes, right?
Wait, you like, just went from 1 to 4. What happened in between there?
Yeah, just watching Alien a bunch time of TV, trying to get to sleep. So then, and I don't know, I'm just like, thoughts are rolling in my head. I just can't fucking turn the switch off, you know?
Right.
And I should be tired by now, by 4 in the morning, you know? But so I just get the fuck up out of bed, put on my shoes and my jacket, and my wife's like, just like a zombie pokes up out of bed, looks at me like with cross-eyed and fucking her hair's all, you know.
What
all,
are you doing?
What are you doing? Whoa. Hey. Well, babe, I'm just going to go get some smokes, you know. I'll be right back. So I went out on the town at 4 in the morning, which is a trip in itself. But
Monday,
I couldn't find a fucking cigarette place. Anyway, so I finally found one by the Calneva and got some of my smokes and went home. And now it's like 5 in the morning, and I smoked and actually bought a beer too. That kind of I thought maybe that might help me get to sleep. But I know the story's running long, but and I don't know, something inside me was just fucking not right, you know. And then I finally get to sleep at about 8 o'clock. I'm up at 11:30, and my father calls me. And he sounds down, and I'm just like, "What? What's up, man?" And he's like, "Oh, your grandpa, dude." And I'm like, "Oh shit, you know, like, grandpa's dead, but he's not. He's in having a stroke or something." What is that? Phone?
Larry's phone.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. So my poor grandpa has had a stroke. He's in the hospital.
Airplane settings, dude.
Absolutely.
And it just kind of like, I don't know if that's what was keeping me up all night or what.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my wife was noticed in the morning. She's like, man, you can get to sleep at all, you know. I only got 3 hours of sleep today. So if I seem a little funny, that might be part of it too.
Much love and strength to your family. Matt,
yeah,
probably.
You know, and the weird thing about it, guys, is like my grandpa's is old. And last time I saw him, I could tell that, you know, he's kind of ready to go, you know.
Oh, right.
And that's really a hard thing to say to my father, you know.
Yeah.
But I hope my dad is ready to let him go, because grandpa, I don't want him to suffer. And he just had a stroke and he's not really coming out. They're giving him a feeding tube and shit. And I don't want that for my grandpa, dude, you know.
Yeah, and really,
that's hard.
A person in their 80s, late 80s, early 90s, but however old he is.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard. That's just hard on the body.
Yeah.
That'd be hard on your body.
Right. Right. And I don't really think he wants to go through that.
I am
but,
not going to come close to that age.
don't bet.
I'm looking at about 45.
Yeah. So it's kind of
tops.
48, maybe. Tops. I don't know.
Kind of a heavy thing. But I'm super glad that I got to see my grandpa this Thanksgiving earlier this year. And you know, my son got to see him. And that was the heavy part of my weekend day. So
that's pretty epic. So that's why you forgot about everything else.
Yeah, I kind of wiped all the little things out.
Right. It's been written in stone.
Yeah, it's all the Wizard of Oz and my grandpa's dying, you know.
Let's hop over to a song and then come
back. Yeah, I didn't mean to bring everybody down, but I wanted to say something.
Can I have my Prozac? Yeah.
That's what's
going on. Can I have my Prozac?
Much love to the Grandpa Ramirez.
Nick
there.
One. You
Nick
know,
One.
I'm the third.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be Nick One.
Hey, I'm
Nick
the third, first. Too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. One of them's dead. The other one's a scumbag. But we're getting better and better.
Let's not talk about the third one.
Yeah. One and two were cool. Number three is questionable.
Yeah. Oh. Have some whiskey, Larry.
Rory's been providing me with whiskey.
Larry can't play without whiskey.
No. So it's not that I can't.
Chug it.
I won't.
I'll dedicate the next segment to my grandpa. Nick One, I hope you find peace soon and you know, Nick, too, I hope you can handle it, you know, and accept reality, man. You know, like,
agreed.
It's a heavy thing to lay on Larry's song.
I know.
No, it's good.
He's all right. Okay.
Hope it's a happy song.
But this one in
totally
minor.
Cool.
This one's got to be in minor.
Yeah, we're going to do this one in minor.
Uh-oh. It's a Devo song or something.
Whip it. So, when people come on the show, do they do anything before they're playing their songs? They're kind of like, do they talk about it?
You
like,
can if you want.
No. Yeah, some have. Sure. Some.
I just
some
don't
want to
be like,
though.
Yo, this song is about depression.
We're running on a clock here, so if you could just.
This song's about we gotta get moving. Oh.
I get it.
This song is actually called More Than Skin. This was my. First 4 months of being single after like 7 years of what I gathered from women that I was talking to or at least trying to connect with.
That turned out to be men.
And this song's called More Than Skin. And once again, one more time for Marcello.
Oh, yeah. Marcello's awesome.
This guy's heard this song once out there in the beautiful backyard, by the way, here at Rick's place. This is
the fabulous Dogwater Studios.
It is fabulous. Totally fabulous out here.
Dogwater Studios. All right. The song's called More Than Skin.
Might as well be a hardcover to a book you never read. I turn my pages, let my pictures clear your head, oblivious. Oblivious. Are you even here? Even here, oblivious.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, man.
Okay, thank you, Marcelo.
Awesome song.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers.
An awesome beat, man.
And I'd like to remind you, this next segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Reno Computer Fix. You need a computer, you need one fixed, head down to Reno Computer Fix on South Wells there and mention the Worst Little Podcast and you get $25 off any $100 purchase of goods or services.
Dang. Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
That was awesome.
That's pretty good, Max Volume.
Yeah, I've been listening to that all night. He does a good Max Volume there.
Great plug. Great plug.
But those guys are great, Justin and Ian. They take care of us. They'll take care of you. So please patronize local businesses.
Yes.
And
especially our sponsors.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You got broken computers? Take them there, mother.
Hey, really? They
you're listening on
they
a
got
computer.
My shit all fixed like super fast.
And they awesome. Put up art there. They're pretty cool.
Yes, they do. Art. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, they do. They do local art consignment. They make some of it. Some of it's just other people bring it's
they
cool.
just shit it out.
It's cool. It's tech and art, you know,
it's
like
really
and
awesome.
How you can beat that.
I like to make things.
And that they and it is a dog friendly computer. Dog friendly computer shop. You can bring your mud in there.
Oh, wow.
Hey. That's awesome.
See, there's a selling point.
I love that.
That's cool.
Know. But yeah, no, they want, you know, they're a neighborhood shop. Come on in.
And I remind everybody to drink because Rory just said Yano.
Yano.
Yano. Put them up, brother.
While we're doing plugs here, next week at the open mic at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, we've got, Puddin'.
Oh, Chris Hart.
Puddin. Chris Hart is going to be your host on the 18th, so please come down and have a good time with Puddin.
This Monday.
Puddin.
We'll roll around in him.
And last Monday.
Like he's a tauntaun and we live on Hoth.
Just don't get underneath
Puddin. We'll just cut him open and crawl inside.
Awesome. I thought they were smelly on the outside.
Ooh, real smelly. Yeah.
Puddin's great, man. He's a good guy.
We're going to have a great time tonight with Michelle, but you missed it if you're not already
Whoops.
There.
I've got, I have a shameless show plug.
Oh, please. Yeah, shameless. You got your own open mic happening.
Yes, I do the open mic. I host over at Shays, which I wasn't going to plug that here. But
oh, no, go
do.
For it.
No, we're plugging. Big fan okay, of Shays.
Right, cool. Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
Jesus Look, Christ.
I didn't want to step on anybody's dicks.
Well, we let the sound guy get drunk here last week.
Hey, now. Who, Jake?
No, Bishop.
Oh, the black guy. Yeah. He is literally my only black friend, not by choice. I swear to God.
So you're looking for a better one.
He's actually the best one. He looks like Samuel L., but he can't play a sport to save his fucking life. I swear to God. And he's a great guy. I've known him since I moved here years ago. And
Let's not go crazy.
That's it. I wake up. Sometimes I wake up and Samuel L. Jackson's on my couch. Like, yes.
Black guys.
So when's the Shays show? I need to make an appearance there.
We do not have a show at Shays. Levitz will be playing March 29th. That's the end of this month. Last weekend of this month at Spitfire Grill, which is the old Sparky's on Longley and McCarran.
Okay,
and
yeah,
we will be playing there with Boots of the Cool, which is Kyle Archuleta from
TJ.
Arch and TJ mm-hmm. from Red Cell,
yeah.
as well as Ben from Red Cell, and then Mike on bass from Del Mar.
Cool.
So they'll all be performing.
Oh, cool. I need to see Mike.
I've been trying to get them in on here in a minute, too. We haven't been able to make schedules meet up. But,
they're a great
it'll
band,
happen.
Great
it'll
guys. Happen. I mean, everybody who knows Kyle, you know, knows that he likes feces, you know. So any band that's writing music that enjoys feces, I think is a good time in my book. That's all.
And Nick just got uncomfortable.
He's the new Gigi Allen.
Come on over.
Well, who
Gross.
Didn't get uncomfortable?
I will cover
ago?
You in feces.
What?
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 Kind of obscure. Oh, jeez.
I thought that was
like
Max
Volume
drop.
Well,
gives a new meaning to the drop, too.
The new drop. Yeah.
Fabulous.
All right, let's get to
No, but
Rick.
Wait, real quick, could you also tell us again, your open mic at Shays is what night?
Open mic at Shays is at Tuesday nights
every
week.
Cool.
All are welcome, guitar players, poets. I like it all. We had some comedians in there a couple weeks ago that had me going. We're trying to get more people out there. It's brand new, so it's just starting off. So,
what time, man?
It starts at 9. I like to get it early because I do work during the week, and I gotta get out of there normally about midnight. So I try to get it longer.
Sexually.
But it is a 21 and over. It is a 21 and over, obviously, because of the bar, but there might be exceptions.
Well, late night open mic brothers, we're with you.
That's right.
Word up. Cool.
Everybody else is
especially
done.
I think we're
going to
go to Jub Jub's tonight after this, right?
Let's make that happen.
Do a couple
in
jams
the recent
over
past.
There. Marcelo's coming.
Yeah.
Very cool. I don't know.
You tell the wife you're not coming home.
My wife is in Tampa.
All right.
Oh, hey, cats away. Cats away.
Get your party on. Good night. Jub Jub's.
Offsite meeting.
When the cat's away.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, there's a lot of Max volume on this
show. I know.
Fuck you.
All right, I need some music, Rick.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you.
Whoa.
This is what I like to call the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions that are kind of random, kind of made up, kind of disgusting and offensive. And I'm going to score you on your answers however I feel like it. So, are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I am in.
All right.
Sexual.
We're gonna start with Marcelo over here.
Oh, no.
Marcelo, oh, no. What is the longest you've gone without a bath or shower?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. When I was a squatter in London, England.
Okay, fair enough.
We did not have heating. We did not have a hot shower. And I think it was kind of a 5 days.
5 days?
Right. It's good. In Europe, too.
Right?
In
Europe.
2 weeks, man. I got some trumps.
Being,
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You're at 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
John's 2 weeks.
Homeless in San Francisco, man.
Dilworth?
Just, you know. A week at Burning Man.
When we all, very
Man.
Noble.
That's playa dust. That's
yeah.
Oh, that's a whole nother.
That's like a
gnar.
Month.
That keeps yeah.
Playa
that's like a month because that's years of other people's sweat on us.
But nobody around there can smell shit.
Fucking gross.
You all smell like that.
Yeah.
Everybody smells like booze and fucking.
And it's shielding from the sun.
All that playa up your nose too stops scent from coming in.
I smell like booze and my buddy's girlfriend. This doesn't make sense.
Except bacon, you can smell that from
Larry?
A mile away.
Road dogging. Yeah. About 5 days. I'm there
five
with Marcellus.
Days. Shit, I'm dirtier punk rocker than any of you fuckers.
Where are you at,
I'm
Rory?
A lot
what
cleaner
are you?
Than I thought.
What are you, a month?
Yeah, like 6 or 7 weeks. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What?
Wow.
That's fucking sick.
No. I might have been close to that, no. But I was so fucked up on drugs, I don't remember.
Right, this is just right. Drinking every. I had a job and shit, too,
are
but I worked at a dog kennel, so it didn't fucking matter. Yeah. I walked in smelling like crap. Who
didn't
cares? I worked with crap.
Did you start growing things?
Did you have a shaved
yourself?
Head?
Oh, no, I had whore bath.
Yeah.
I had whore bath, like the pits and the balls and stuff. But
okay. Oh, all right. Okay, yeah, all right.
So that explains the leprosy.
That's still a bath, though.
You seem like, so much more hygienic now.
I am.
Good.
That was a very intoxicated part of my life. I want to say it may have also coincided with things that were going in my arm. You know.
All right. Oh. Okay.
No,
right.
Yeah, we get. We have these chances.
I've never done that before.
We do things.
I just shit my pants.
Oh, no.
Oh, you did. Gross.
Oh,
I can smell it.
Stench. Oh, God.
And Larry does not win the quiz.
You lose, sir.
You lose.
Let's see.
Crap your pants in the podcast.
We'll start over. Yeah, we'll start with you, James.
Okay,
yeah, sure. When you're trying to impress somebody, when you first met, what personality trait do you try to hide?
My charming personality.
You try to hide your charm.
Yes, absolutely, because I try to be funny, and that kind of covers up everything.
Yeah.
Or something.
The trying.
Yeah, exactly right. There it is, see? There it is.
John, when trying to impress somebody, what personality trait do you downplay?
My evil side.
Oh,
your evil side.
I'd have to, yes.
Really? Okay, good answer.
No, give him more details. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's hear
it. Well, I can't.
But can't you say anything you like?
Especially broadcasting this to the world, right?
Right, because, you know.
Keep it secret.
Yeah. Next. Next. Next.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The fact that I like feet.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good opener.
I was being honest.
That's not a good opener.
With the ladies, you got a little foot fetish?
Maybe. Maybe. I might have realized that a couple years back, but yeah, that's the last thing I say.
Marcelo?
On the first
on the first date, you don't bring that up.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
no.
Is that true? No. I'm just kidding. Your turn.
It's quite the answer that I
When you're when you're trying to put your best foot out, you're just meeting people. What part of yourself do you put?
Okay, the
down
fact that I wrote 4 books in my own language and they are published, and
And I think I tried to impress, but I would say to...
No, Marcelo.
No, the opposite of that.
Wouldn't you tell a girl the first time you met her about yourself?
What's the bad thing that you try to keep hidden?
Oh, the bad thing. Oh, my God. I got all wrong. I'm sorry.
But, okay. Hey, yes. You've written 4 books. Congratulations. That's awesome. Pretty impressive.
I just thought you were humble. He's like, I don't want them to know this awesome writer.
I don't know.
Like you're secretly a big jerk.
He's like that question.
You show your arrogant side.
Do you masturbate with one thumb in your anus? Like things like that.
Oh!
Like, he didn't understand the first question. Do you think he's going to get that? I still like his answer. Oh?
No, I got all wrong the question before. But I really don't know the answer for that.
Okay,
really.
He seems like a pretty open fella.
Yeah. All right. Good answer.
I mean, I just cannot think about anything right now.
All right. I'm going to start with John here. John, what is your guilty pleasure in life?
Guilty peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, man. It's got to be Jif. It's got to be creamy. I eat it on a spoon. I have my own jar.
And you just spoon it out?
And I spoon it. I don't share it with anybody.
Do you ever just stick your hand in it?
No. No, absolutely not. I don't.
Do you leave the refrigerator open while you do it?
Sometimes, actually. I might. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it's bad. It's horrible stuff. It's disgusting.
High cholesterol, right?
You know, very high cholesterol. It'll kill you.
A lot of
you.
Protein.
But it's just, people watch sucking on peanut butter.
No,
it's
peanut butter.
Right.
Peanuts.
Not penis butter.
Not penis butter. I love peanuts. I love peanuts.
I'm not seeing it.
I love going to a circus and eating peanuts.
Sell bags of it.
But it's not Jif. It's not Jif.
I like to feed penis to elephants.
I like Jif, so I'd rather stay at home and hide in the pantry.
All right, redirect, Larry.
What is what? My
guilty pleasure.
Oh, man. This could be so many things. I think my guilty pleasure right now is something that I'm trying to quit is cigarettes.
Okay.
Word.
I am trying to quit my fucking ass off, and I can't do it, and it's hard as fuck.
Alto it.
Yeah, I fucking love smoking cigarettes. People tell me I smell like shit, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I do.
I smell like
a goddamn
man. You got to put up with shit to be with me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have no easy
fucking prize.
It smells
like dog shit. It does.
That's it.
It does. That's all you got to do is realize one day, cigarettes smell like dog shit.
One day.
Marcelo, your guilty
good
pleasure?
Dog shit, man.
It is.
Pleasure. Let me see. Well, I cannot take too much sugar.
Oh.
But I love sugar. Everything with sugar is my guilt.
I've got
pleasure.
A couple of pixie sticks in my pocket.
Well then.
Have an Altoid.
This is my guilt pleasure. Too much sugar.
James?
Well, I have to say, I took 2 Altoids, so sorry, John. I like pipe smoking, I like tobacco. I like pipe smoking. I like that. I really enjoy the time, and I like to read, and I like to listen to stuff and just hang out and smoke a good pipe.
Rick?
With tobacco.
No.
Tobacco.
Can I get there we go. That's Rick's pipe lighter.
Oh, there it is. I see. I hear it.
I've been pounding away the pipe the whole time you were in.
Right. Yeah, you're pounding something. Yeah.
I wish I had. I wish I had it in here.
That lighter.
Yeah. Every time you hear the lighter, it means Rick's completed.
Awesome.
Larry, you should hear what Rick had to say about the pictures of Grayscale in 2005. But we'll save that for after.
You have pictures of Grayscale from 2005.
No, back when I did the article on you.
Oh, yes.
News
oh, yes.
Rick had some very things to say about you.
Some very
things. Rick.
To say about you.
We will talk later.
Who is that?
You and I will have a discussion in the shower.
Can I get
why don't you ever invite me to these interviews with these shirtless, hot, tattooed boys? I believe.
It would always be at the podcast, ugly fucking Reno guys and really hot Reno women.
Yes.
Can you throw me a bone once in a while?
Hey, we want 8x10s.
I want some lean musician with neck tattoos.
Rick, I will throw you a bone as soon as
You found it. I don't have tattoos.
Thank you, Vic.
I have one, but I'm not showing
it. I think that I need the intern kid. Where's the intern kid?
Bryce.
Where is he? Larry?
Oh, both the interns are out. Where are they?
Larry, have a fist fight with anybody in history. Who is it? You start a fist fight.
Oh, that I started?
Yeah.
holler.
No, if you could fist fight anybody, it's the Fight Club.
Oh, if I could fist
fight club.
Fight Club. Yeah,
if you could fist fight and get away with it, who would it be?
I would beat the fuck out of Ben Affleck.
Whoa! Whoa! Come on.
I cannot.
You just got Academy
stand
Award.
Stand him.
The CIA backed him. That's why he got the Academy Award.
I swear to and I would jam a bar stool in his ass.
Oh!
Immediately following the ass whooping.
Good hatred.
Would it make you uncomfortable if I masturbated while you did that?
Yes. Go for it. Yeah. Go for it.
John, so all the history. Ugly. Who do you start a fist fight with?
Oh. I'm really not a hateful person. I've always been a defenseful fighter. There's been one person in Reno, Nevada,
Madonna,
that's made my shit list. That at one point in time it would be awesome. I would love to, but I can't announce that name.
Oh.
I can't. Sorry, but I'm not a hateful person. So there's really nobody that
initials?
I can think of.
Pick a historical figure.
We'll just say BB.
You telling me if I stood like Hitler
Bruce Breslow?
Like, in front of you
Bruce, what?
Brent Busboom?
I mean, there was a time. One time in my life,
Berkeley?
I was forced as a child, like other bully friends of mine made me fight a kid on my block. Okay. And I felt uncomfortable. They were like, you said shit about your mom.
You were such a
and
pussy.
And I had to punch this kid first, and
you're
it felt weird.
You're the follower bully.
You're just
right. I was told I was bullied.
Fuck you, Brittany Berry.
From that point on, I was more defenseful. People would jump me for having a mohawk or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But other than that, I've never been hateful.
So nobody in his
Brad Bynum.
Pussy!
Brad Bynum.
No, Brad Bynum. Yeah, we could say that. Yeah.
Brad Bynum.
Yeah, Brad Bynum. He is such a dick. He's such a dick.
He's probably listening to it right now.
Suck a loose probably. Balls.
He's listening to this and working it. No.
He's like, oh, bring it.
James.
Bring it, John.
Okay, I got a good one. I think it'd be fun. You know, you have a good fight with this guy and then go drink a beer with him. Ben Franklin.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin.
That would be awesome.
I would love to see you fight him.
That would be awesome.
Hell of an answer. Yes.
You're going to really beat up Ben Franklin?
And break those glasses?
No, just fight him.
Middle-aged old as fuck.
Fisticuffs. No, just going to fight with him. Just a friendly fight and then go drink some beer and
wasn't
hang out.
Wasn't the question fist fight? Like, yeah. Who are you going to knock their teeth out?
No, who are you going to have a fist fight with?
And have a fist fight.
Are you talking about boxing?
I threw in kid getaway.
A bar fight.
Not fun.
Bar stool breakout.
Yeah.
Myself.
Right.
Yes. You.
Yes, yeah. Me. Yeah. Me. That's I want to fight Johnny Moe.
Now he's
why Johnny Moe?
That's other dimension.
That guy's a dude.
I'd put money on him.
Total dick, man. Total
dick. Whoa.
Sometimes I hate myself.
Yes.
Marcelo.
I don't want to be political here, but I would kick the ass of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I
approve of that.
I would fucking kick his ass and shut up. Fuck.
Stick his gold microphone right up there.
Shut the fuck up.
From the EIB studio.
Fuck you.
That's a message to Rush Limbaugh.
He's just more Oxycontin. I like it.
That guy is he wouldn't horrible. Feel a thing, though. He wouldn't feel a thing.
No, he was
all fuck
shit.
Me, dude.
All right,
that's
Larry,
great.
What are your favorite porn keywords?
Keywords?
Porn keywords.
Okay, can I do them in my voice?
Yes, do them in voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you type in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh,
no, what you? What do you type into the search bar?
I thought you meant keywords they say during porn.
Oh, no, no. What do you type into the search bar?
Oh, okay.
When you're looking for what's going to get your nut.
Okay. Black guys. Feet. Age, big black dick. College.
Girl on girl.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Obviously, to
horse
start
on
up,
girl.
Feet.
Girls. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Okay.
Tire irons. Feet.
Whoa.
Ew.
Tire rubber bands, irons?
Feet,
rubber okay. bands,
and liquid adhesive.
I've never heard that before.
Wow,
that's rarefied. Yeah, Johnny Moe,
2-liter anal plugs.
Whoa!
Yes.
Or the term doesn't fit.
Ooh. James,
rubber implants.
Rubber implants.
Rubber implants. Never heard about that. I'm a very classic. My favorite word is threesome.
Threesome.
Threesome. Yeah.
With your two girls.
I think. Yeah. The good guy.
The angel's threesome.
Not the devil's threesome.
Right.
Not. Or two
with
girls
two
in
horns.
One cup. Two girls in one cup.
No.
There are girls in threesomes.
Two girls in one cock.
You don't like
one cock. There it is.
Flowers.
and wine.
Yeah. Marcella gets the
throbbing
most
hard cock.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Let's see. Last meal on Earth.
Oh, last meal on Earth.
Oh.
Wow. Will be a big old sloppy bowl of pussy, my good friend.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is with not food.
I don't need to fucking eat. If I'm dying, I'm just going to... Yeah, I'll take care of that.
No food?
No food.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think he means food.
Wait, food?
Yes, food.
So they give you the last meal.
That's a good enough answer, Marcella. Don't worry about
it. Sorry.
Do they let you wait? Do they let you wait the digestive period before the execution?
No, they just
no.
They call you
eat
off.
And then you die.
Okay, so yeah, no shit involved. Yeah, pussy.
I'm gonna have to go with Qdoba's burrito, queso burrito.
You eat that every day.
I don't care. I'm just saying. Like, that's why I eat it every day.
It's your favorite
it's
thing in the world.
It's really good.
All right,
it's really good. And you know the brown rice is good now, but I still go with you know the other stuff.
Okay,
it's always color with you,
so how about on a naked woman's all you can eat sushi and cheesecake and good beer?
Oh. I'm with James. I'm dying with James.
Oh, I like cheesecake. Yeah.
Yeah, you throw in cheesecake. I think we're all at that table.
Cheesecake and sushi. Right.
Awful naked woman, though.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, Rick.
Here we go, James. You're on the right page. There you go.
Okay. Well, I have to say it's filet a parmigiana. It's Italian. It's an Italian dish. It's my favorite. And my good pleasure that. You know, tiramisu.
Ah, tiramisu.
Yeah!
Nice job.
That man knows how to party.
Absolutely. I like the way Marcel says it better.
Yeah.
Tiramisu.
Awesome.
Do you have your list that you plugged up there last week? It looks like being missing.
Oh, shit. Oh, there it is.
I remember.
All right. Let's go with some rapid fire, gentlemen.
Rapid fire. Okay, rapid fire.
All right. I'm going to start
on the
other
side. Keep it short
because
we're running up on the end of the show here.
All right. Marcella, Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
James?
The Kinks.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Just a second here.
Now, this is rapid fire.
You were supposed to ask Beatles or Rolling Stones, but that's okay.
No, we went Pulp Fiction on you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. We went Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
on you. So, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Doctor Who?
Ooh.
Star Wars.
With the third answer. Nice, James. Let's go. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Joan Jett.
John?
Joan Jett. Absolutely.
Joan Jett. I have to go with her.
Marcelo?
Joan
Jett. Joan Jett. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Unanimous.
All right. AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
I don't know. Cancer, really.
Leprosy.
Oh. Cancer because you still have a hope there.
Right, right. Good thinking.
AIDS, you're fucked, man. Yes.
Hey, there's a cure for AIDS, man.
So gay or ginger?
What?
Gay or ginger?
Gay.
I don't understand your question, sir.
Ginger.
Oh, we have.
I did not understand your question.
That is,
we
have that someone from out of town. Can I please explain?
Okay,
yes. Go ahead. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh, I would have to go with ginger.
This still doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
Well, I would have to go with ginger.
Hey,
yeah,
you
ginger.
Figured it out.
So, I've got hair dye and a gun. Which one is it? All right, and let's go with the. I have a couple more. Let's start with Marcella again. Bacon or chocolate?
Oh, God, chocolate. Another good pleasure, buddy.
Chorizo. Chorizo.
Ooh.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Nice. You know what the package of chorizo said?
What?
Mostly lymph nodes.
Yeah. Oh!
Which means lymph nodes is the part they're willing to tell you.
Not from Villa Basque.
Right.
But you're right,
it's
in the
awesome.
World. Best chorizo in the world. Villa Basque.
Let's go. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Beat up or arrested?
I think beat up.
Yeah.
Arrested.
Beat up.
Yeah.
All right. And for your last rapid fire question.
The crazy one.
Uh-oh.
If you could live in a world with only the Star Wars or the Beatles, which one would you choose? Go. Oh.
Fucking Beatles.
Beatles, of course.
Beatles.
Star Wars, of course.
Yeah. Nice, John. Yeah.
Oh, right. Beatles are too fucking happy. You know?
That's your the two worst little quiz.
I disagree.
I want to hear that.
I think you guys don't know Beatles.
Yeah.
I know. I think you're right, man. I don't know those Beatles.
I don't think you know shit about Beatles.
I don't.
And what the fuck is the point of hanging out with Darth Vader if you can't see the dude's face?
I don't care. You run from Darth Vader, man.
Is it Rick Moranis?
You, or you're trying to kill him.
Balls, I'll take it.
So coming in, we have a tie for last place.
Uh-oh.
Between the Larry and the J-Mo.
There it is.
Hey.
And then our first place winner is James.
Oh, thank you.
Or wait, no, first place runner-up.
Oh, okay, so I'm second.
Runner-up, first runner-up.
Okay.
Leaving us with our great new friend.
Marcelo.
Way to go, buddy.
65 points.
You won a sticker.
How many points I get? I just want to know how many points I got. How many points I get?
55.
How many did I have?
60.
Out of
very close game.
Out of what?
Okay, who was the winner?
You!
You won!
Me!
You won when you walked in here with that t-shirt, man.
Fuck yeah. Right.
And the winner is you, Marcelo.
Thank you.
Frank Zappa t-shirt kind of just wins.
watch the yellow snow.
Watch out for the yellow snow. All right, let's have another song here, boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have any other?
No, we don't have any others, but...
On the fly.
What about if you improvise? And you give it the best of us.
Yeah.
So this is our last song.
Are we allowed to do covers
say what's
here?
Coming up, and then we got to go.
All right,
so you guys know. I was just checking the clock.
All right, well, what do you got coming up, Nick? Let's do some last...
Oh, you
want to
just wrap it up and then do a song? I love that idea.
Cool.
Okay. For me... The only thing I got coming up. You guys, what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day, March 17th? It's a Sunday.
Volbeat.
Oh, you're going to Volbeat. That's sold out, too.
Is it? I'm not going to Volbeat. I'm not going to Volbeat.
I'm going to eat corned beef and cabbage because I haven't been able to do that in the past couple years.
Try to hit on a chick or
well,
two.
Well, if you want, you can come down to the alley and see my band. Candy shop.
Yeah, nice.
I'll be beating some skins at the candy shop, and we're opening up for a couple of really good hip-hop bands. Knowledge Lives Forever, Weapons of Mass Creation. I think there's another band there. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. But we're doing that on the 17th. That's the next show
Very cool.
So.
Epic.
That's awesome.
I will probably be sticking closer to the Reno area and walking distance of my house.
Oh, dude, that's a good bus night.
Ah, yes.
That sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They got free.
Party and glory.
A lot of free bus rides
there.
And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, lots of
fabulous.
Lots of whiskey.
I think they might even have like a cab program where they get you home that night.
You can probably find me anywhere between Wells, Jub-Jubs, and, Ryan. Ryan's, Jub-Jubs, or Shays. I will be in that triangle of the world.
Awesome.
And a dude with a bicycle.
That's right.
With a chair.
Sick in the face.
And wheels.
And a thermos. And a lamp.
What do you got in the future,
and Band-Aids.
Sir?
I got nothing right now. I could look up on my Facebook real quick.
No.
But I was not prepared.
Fuck it.
Well,
yeah.
Just tell him on the blog.
Exactly. I'll tell you on the blog.
He is hosting. Hosting my thing, but that's a combination.
But that's the 23rd.
Tweet that shit, man. Tweet that shit.
Rewrap that.
Yeah. What's your thing? Yours on the 23rd. We're going to be at?
Yes, we're going to be at Musicians Rehearsal Center. That's 587 Dunn Circle in Sparks. And we're going to be doing a showing. It's called Theater Del Mar. And we're going to be seeing my movies on the 23rd of March. And also on March 30th.
Will we have mermaids?
Oh, yes, we can.
Yeah.
We're going to have mermaids. Mm. And you can get tickets at sejdb.com. That's www.sejdb.com.
Cool. Epic. Please check it out. It's going to be fun.
Before we move on, really
put
quick.
Put a link on the website.
Yes, Rick.
Could you please say sexually?
Sexually.
Sexually.
We're going to know deeper.
It sounded so intellectual.
Sexually. Sexually.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Oh sure.
lighter click.
Ding.
And
ding.
I'm spent.
Hooray.
All right. Marcelo, are you playing anywhere? Are you in any bands? Do you have anything
plug
going
your
on?
Shit, Marcelo.
No, at the moment, I'm looking for some people who would like to play with me to do what I call samba.
Found someone you have, samba. I would say.
Marcelo, I really want to do punk rock bossa nova. I really do. I'm interested in this.
Yeah,
I think punk rock bossa nova.
Yeah,
so we just made a love connection.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I am Chuck Woolery. Yeah. Two and two, we'll be right back.
Our guitar center's Chuck Woolery.
Guitar center.
I was good to get the center really to meet people and do that connection as well.
It worked.
Well,
and now you know of two open mics every week.
Exactly.
That you
could
go to.
Yeah, you just met a shitload of fucking people tonight.
Absolutely.
There,
Marcelo. I would like to do something like what I call a samba rock.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It was very popular in the 60s.
Tropicalia. It's awesome.
And it just died in the 60s, but I would like to do a kind
kind of a modern revival.
Very cool.
But by the way, that's quite what you did here.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And
yeah.
People did not notice.
Okay? I know it.
I was playing kind of a samba on the top of his music.
Right, right.
Yes, it was awesome.
And
yeah, this has been quite an experience.
I was going to say something, but as Rick says, I'm a little high.
So you digress.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, all of our guests this week, this has been another exciting episode of the Worst Little Podcast. And good night, ladies. Let's hear it one more time for Larry and Marcello.
Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you guys for having us here.
Thank you for being here.
Rising to the streets, I light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason, things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got no Dalmatian, and I can still get high. I can play the guitar like a motherfucking ride. Well, life is too short to love the one you got, 'cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never got started, gotta get it off my chest. Never had to battle with a bulletproof vest. Take a small example, a tip from me. Take it even up and give it up to Jerry. That's what I got. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. Don't get angry that my mom smokes pot. It's the bottle size ride to the rock. Fucking fine, it's all the same. Living Louis is the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me. Dogwater Studios, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Marcello. Johnny Mo, loving is what I got. I say, remember that. Loving is what I got. Help me with the claps. Loving is what I got. I say, remember that. Loving is what I got. I say, remember that. Loving is what I got. I say, remember that. Loving is what I got. I got, I got, I got. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. LC3 in the house.
Fuck it, eh?
Hooray.
Thanks, guys.
Is there anything particular that you fancy?
Dogwater Studios.
I don't fancy making a fool of myself.
Yeah.